Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good. Happy good over the hump day to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning as well. My early gym goers. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. So we have had our time to react to Raheem Morris and what he had to say at his introductory press conference. And I was thinking about really one thing yesterday when it comes to Raheem Morris, what he's going to bring to the table and why the Falcons have such an advantage with him as the head man. I know some of you Falcons fans out there would, I guess there still is a chance it could happen at some point, but I know some of you Falcons fans out there would like to see Raheem Morris call the defense, be the defensive play caller and the head coach at the same time, similar to what Dan Quinn was. Obviously, Quinn didn't have great success doing it the entirety of his time here in Atlanta. But I think we probably all could agree on that Raheem might have better success doing it. But he was asked about it on Monday when he had his introductory press conference, and he said that Jimmy Lake is going to be the defensive play caller. That's what he envisions, and that is what he would like to happen. He would like to see Jimmy Lake be the defensive play caller so he can manage both sides of the ball, manage the overall game, and really be that head coach, that CEO that is managing the entire game, seeing the entirety of the game, and taking in the whole game at its full landscape. And I think that is such an advantage for the Falcons. Raheem Morris knows, hey, there's no reason for me to put too much on my plate. There's no reason for me to take on an extra responsibility when I'm bringing in the right staff, I'm bringing in the right guys, who I know can get the job done. That's why he brought in a Zach Robinson. That's why he brought in a Jimmy Lake. He trusts those guys, and he knows those guys are more than capable, even though they both will be first-time play callers, and he talked about that as well. He knows that both of these guys can get the job done, and as a head coach, and really as a leader, period, and as a manager, because those are all the things that Raheem Morris are. He's a leader. He's a manager. You got to know how to delegate at times. You can't take it all on you. You have to realize that you cannot do everything. And Raheem Morris, trust, is going to be doing enough. He's going to already have enough on his plate as it is as the head coach, not only in the game, but obviously away from game days as well, too. But definitely game days. He'll have plenty to deal with, plenty to manage. So the fact that he is already knowing and willing to say, hey, I know I could call defensive plays. I know I could do that. I've done it before and done it at a high level and did it to such a high level that I helped win a franchise a Super Bowl. But I am better when I am able to be that leader, when I'm able to be that CEO, when I'm able to manage both sides of the ball, when I'm able to take the whole game in at its full landscape. I'm better that way, so the team will be better that way. And him realizing that shows some of that maturity that he has gained over the years since his first time as the head coach in Tampa. So I think that is really special for him to already be aware of and already know that, hey, I got to delegate this. I got to let Zach Robinson and Jimmy Lake do their thing so I can do my thing as a head coach. And I think that is such an advantage for the Falcons because you have a guy who's well-versed in both sides of the ball. Now he's going to have his full attention on the game itself, his full attention on what is going on in that moment. He's not just going to be game planning for the next defensive drive, or even he could be the guy on offense, but I don't think we ever thought he was going to be. But you get my point. He's not going to be stuck on focusing on one side. He's going to be able to focus on both sides of the ball when he needs to. Focus on the overall game. Manage the game itself, not just one side of the ball, but the entirety of the game. And that is really important. That's going to be a real big advantage for the Falcons. Now, he's still going to spend plenty of time with the offense. Still going to spend plenty of time with the defense, but it's going to be balanced. He's not just going to leave one side of the ball alone to somebody else. He's going to be involved and have his fingerprints on both sides of the ball. And I just think that is a really, really good thing as head coach. Now, look, it's not a bad thing if one coach obviously specializes in one thing. I mean, Raheem technically specializes in defense, but he's just so well-versed in both that it really, again, gives the Falcons an advantage. So just thinking about that and knowing that he already has in mind that I am going to be the real deal CEO. I'm not just going to be a coordinator who's also the head coach. I'm not just going to be calling plays on the defense and let the offense figure itself out with Zach Robinson. No, he's going to be heavily, not to say that no coach isn't heavily involved in both sides of the ball. I mean, most coaches are, but I think Raheem, more than most, will be involved heavily on both sides of the ball like a lot of head coaches are not these days. So I've just been thinking about that lately and how that is, again, a real, real good thing for the Falcons. And Matt Ryan, he was on CBS Sports HQ, and he talked about that as well, how cool it was to see and how, you know, really inspiring it was to see Raheem start off on the defensive side, then have to move to the offensive side, then, you know, and then go back to defense, end up the interim, and obviously he is where he is now. So I really just wanted to bring that to light to be able to explain how special that really is. Because, again, a lot of times, and these days, we don't have a lot of that anymore, I feel like. Like, everybody, I feel like, specializes in one. And, again, that's not to say that every head coach doesn't spend time on both sides of the ball, because they do. You have to as the head coach. You got to be everywhere. But, again, I just think it's going to be something a little more out of the norm that Raheem Morris is going to be doing in a good way, as far as how much time he spends with the offense, how much time he spends with defense, and just how he's going to be able to balance his time on both sides of the ball overall. So I just wanted to bring that to light and make it known that it's going to be a real advantage for the Falcons. And I want all Falcons fans to realize what kind of advantage that is going to be. One other piece of Falcons news that I want to get into real quick. Have you seen the report, and have you seen Boomer Esiason apparently come out and claim that Bill Belichick, he didn't not get hired by the Falcons. He declined the Falcons' offer. He said he was told that news, and I'm not sure just how much I buy that. I'm not sure if, and look, I can see it both ways. I can see the Belichick camp just trying to possibly create that narrative. So, again, when Bill is ready to come back and get a job, people don't think he's necessarily washed, and people don't think he got turned down by the Falcons or looked over by the Falcons, and it's not looked at as if he got chosen, as if Raheem Morris got chosen over him, but as if he turned down the job. And I can actually see him turning down the job, because, again, I think it's quite clear now. It was unclear at the time, but I think it's quite clear now that the Falcons were always unwilling to give Bill Belichick the kind of power he wanted, and give, and they were unwilling to give Bill Belichick that ability to clean house and become the GM head coach that he was in New England. And I think at first, you know, we heard Bill Belichick say, oh, he's willing to not have all the power and relinquish some power. But I want people to remember, I think that was only to stay in New England. I don't think he was really ever willing to do that with another team, because when I heard it, I heard him say he is willing to do whatever it takes, relinquish power to stay in New England. I don't remember him saying that. Maybe he didn't. Maybe I just missed it. But I don't remember him saying that just in general to be on any team. I remember him saying that as a condition to stay in New England. And again, maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I missed the entirety of the message, but I swear he said that about just New England, not anybody else. So that goes back to my point of, I don't think it was ever going to work if they were always, if Bill's plan, when he realized he wasn't coming back to New England, if it was always to, again, be that GM head coach that he was in New England, if his plan was always to be able to do that again in wherever his next landing spot was, then I don't think it was ever going to work in Atlanta because of Atlanta wanting Terry Fontenot to actually be the GM and wanting Terry Fontenot to have that power and wanting Terry Fontenot to be able to make personnel decisions, because he's shown he deserves it. He's shown he's good at it. And we weren't just going to bring Bill Belichick in and let him take over the show, especially after he's shown lately without Tom Brady, you really ain't been all that in a slice of, and all that in a bag of chips. I was about to say slice of bread, but it's not where I wanted to go with it. But anywho, I heard that and I was like, yeah, I could see that, but I could also see Bill Belichick's camp kind of maybe trying to push this narrative. So when Belichick is ready to get back out there, or he is ready to get a second head coaching job when the next cycle comes around next year or whenever it may be. He's like, no. The Falcons didn't choose Raheem Morris over me, or the Falcons didn't turn me down. I turned them down. I told them no. I could see that being a thing. But again, I could also see it being a mutual, like, oh, okay, well, if you want this, then we're going to go in a different direction because we want Terry to cook. We're going to let Terry cook. We're going to let Terry and Raheem run the show, and I like it. So that's my bit of Falcons news for you this morning. And when we come back about 5 minutes from now, we got some more NFL news to get to as Super Bowl week gets closer. We'll give you some storylines that are starting to develop around the big game. And we'll get to more NFL news as well. The Raiders found themselves a new OC after Cliff Kingsbury said, I'm good, love. Enjoy. We'll talk about all that 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. What up, Kevin? Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Just saw the highlights from that Mavericks-Nets game last night, man. I ain't know Kyrie still had bunnies like that. Boy caught a oop last night. I was like, okay. And he ain't really rim grazed it either. Like, he threw that thing down with a little authority. I was like, okay, Kyrie. Boy still got the little springs in them legs. And him and Luka. I think Luka scored 35. Kyrie scored 36. So they were looking good last night. They beat the Brooklyn Nets. But anywho, I want to talk to you about some NFL news as we get closer to the big game. Storylines starting to develop around Super Bowl 58. And one thing I want to get into is Brock Purdy talking about how he actually thinks being called a game manager is a compliment. And I like what Purdy said here. And I really just like how Purdy moves. You know, I don't know if I don't necessarily care who wins. I have no real rooting interest. It would be cool to see Mr. Irrelevant win a Super Bowl as a starting QB. It would be cool to see Patrick Mahomes win another one. So I'm cool with either storyline. I'll be cool with the storyline of Travis Kelce scoring on and off the field. You feel me? So I'm cool either way. But as far as Brock Purdy goes, he said, I feel like it can be a compliment at times, talking about being called a game manager. Quote, I feel like it can be a compliment at times, where it's like, all right, you've got a guy that can come in and run the system well. And this is Purdy saying this yesterday via David Bonilla of 49ersWebZone.com. Quote, I feel like that's a compliment. I think you're doing things right mentally, and obviously you're good enough to be able to hit guys that are open and make plays. You know, there's 32 teams in the NFL, and there's not a lot of people that can come in and play the quarterback position well in the NFL. It's a hard job. So if you're saying that I'm a game manager and I don't look flashy in how I do it, I mean, that's your opinion, and that's okay. At the end of the day, I want to do what it takes to help my team win. And so I think winning at the end of the day in the NFL is probably the biggest and most important thing. And he is, end quote. And he's absolutely right. Because at the end of the day, don't matter if you're a game manager, don't matter if you're a playmaker, at the end of the day, winning rings is winning rings. And if you're a starting QB and you got a team in the Super Bowl, trust me, they're not in the Super Bowl if you're not competent. You have to have competent Super Bowl play, or competent quarterback play, excuse me, to make it to the Super Bowl. And they got that and some with Brock Purdy. Because, again, that NFC Championship game, they were down. He had to make plays. He made plays with his legs. He made big-time throws. So if you want to call Brock Purdy a game manager, whatever. I don't necessarily think he's a game manager. He obviously doesn't care. He's fine with it. But I don't think it's necessarily fair to him to call him a game manager. Does he have great weapons around him? Yes. But what team, besides Patrick Mahomes, what Super Bowl team hasn't had great weapons around them? I mean, maybe I guess you can argue some of those Patriots teams, but even they had a Gronkowski. Even Mahomes got a Kelce. A lot of those times, Tom Brady had either Edelman or an Amendola. And I know those aren't great names, but it's somebody. He had some people. So I get it. But Purdy has been making plays. He's been making big-time throws, and I think he's been doing enough to at least be labeled an above-average quarterback, not a game manager. And maybe that's all a game manager is, an above-average quarterback who can do some things at times. I don't know. But Brock Purdy is saying he don't care if you think he's a game manager. He takes it as a compliment because, hey, look, if I could manage a Super Bowl roster, a Super Bowl caliber offense as a quarterback, I'd do it too and make the money that he's going to ultimately make once his rookie contract is over with, because he's going to make some good bread. And I would take that bread all day long. So, look, if you think Purdy is a game manager, so be it. But I think he's a little bit better than that, and I think he doesn't get all the credit that he probably should. But I think the narrative is starting to change. And look, if he goes out and he balls out on Sunday and he helps that 49ers team win, then I think that storyline and that narrative will kind of be put to bed. But there's always going to be some people like, oh, he was a game manager. He had Debo, Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey. Okay, he's not the first, and he's not the only, and he's not the last quarterback that's going to have a lot of weapons around him. So that is what it is. But by the way, 16 starts this season, Purdy completed 69.4% of his throws for 4,280 yards, 31 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, completed 61.4% of his passes for 519 yards with two touchdowns and one interception in the two postseason games he's played thus far. Purdy has also led the league in yards per attempt at 9.6, yards per completion at 13.9. So he ain't always just taking the little easy passes either. He's slinging that thing around, throwing it deep. And he's got a passer rating of 113. And again, that leads the league. Touchdown percentage in 7% in 2023. That led the league as well. So, tis what it is. Oh, they got Trent Williams too. That obviously helps when you got some good blocking. But again, these are things that other quarterbacks have had, and I don't remember them getting called game managers. But anywho, and by the way, let's look at Joe Burrow. He's got T. Higgins. He's got Ja'Marr Chase. He's got Joe Mixon. So, I mean, again, all these quarterbacks that I'll talk about have had weapons at points in time. But anywho, Jeff Hafley, I want to get into this. He talks about how, or he really explains why he became an NFL coordinator, the Packers DC to be specific, why he became the Packers DC and why he thinks it's a better job than being the Boston College head coach, which is where he left. He left being a head coach in college football to be the Packers defensive coordinator. So it's not usually a thing. Usually when you're a college football head coach, you don't leave for the NFL unless you're becoming an NFL head coach. You know what I'm saying? But with today's landscape in college football and how things are going, he was like, nah, I think I'm good on the whole college football thing. Here's what he had to say. Quote, now that I'm the general manager and you're trying to manage the cap and you don't really know what the cap is and now you're fundraising, and this is Hafley telling Adam Brennerman, this of CBS Sports Network, quote, I mean, I want to coach football. I want to coach more defense than I did last year, and now it's just prioritizing again. I got to coach again. I miss coaching DBs, but how am I going to do that? And that's what I need to figure out. So, again, this all comes down to coaches want to coach. Coaches don't want to have to be recruiting 24/7. They get it's a part of the job. But they don't want to have to recruit the players that they already got there. They don't have to recruit players twice, three times. And in today's NIL, and look, I'm all about kids getting their bread. I'm all about kids getting their money. I'm all about kids getting their deals because, again, the NCAA, college football, they make so much money off these kids. The kids deserve their slice, too. Carson Beck got that Lamborghini. I hope he ride around every single day because guess what? He earned it. But at the same time, I can't hate on college football coaches for being like, yo, this is exhausting. This is not what I want to do. I want to coach. I don't want to have to be managing my roster 24/7. I don't want to have to be begging collectives, begging and fundraising 24/7 just to keep one dude here, just to make sure he get that NIL deal to keep him. But they have to do that if they want to keep their best players and have a chance at winning, and want to have a chance at making the college football playoff and improving and building their program. That's something they have to do. So you really have to love it. You really have to love the recruiting aspect of it and all those things, or at least be okay with doing it to stay in it. And, you know, that's why that's definitely part of the reason why Nick Saban left. And, you know, I hope here in Georgia, in Athens, I hope Kirby Smart doesn't get tired of it anytime soon, because I don't want to lose Kirby anytime soon. So, and I think we all know that changes are coming sooner rather than later, because college football sees it, the SEC, and obviously the Big Ten see it, with them coming out with their joint statement on how they're going to address these issues and fix college football, basically. So I think some change is coming, but some of these college football coaches are like, bump that change. I need to change now. I ain't trying to do this another year. I'm gone. Peace. And maybe they come back and who knows? We'll see. But I thought that was very interesting and very telling, you know, him just really being straight up open and honest about why he left and basically saying, hey, it was too much and I had to go. It wasn't for me. So that was what it was. I teased earlier that the Raiders found themselves a new offensive coordinator after Cliff Kingsbury dipped on him and went to the Commanders instead. So the Raiders made Luke Getsy their offensive coordinator. That became official yesterday. And again, like I told you, the team originally agreed with Cliff Kingsbury for the job, but the Sides couldn't complete the contract term. So Kingsbury was like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to go and join DQ out there in D.C., So Getsy joins the Raiders after two seasons as the offensive coordinator for the Bears, and they're bringing him in with 9 years of coaching experience in the NFL. He was the pass game coordinator for the Packers in 2020 and 2021, and adding that title after being only quarterback coach in 2019, Getsy was the offensive coordinator at Mississippi State in 2018. So Getsy led an offense that ranked second in the NFL in rushing attempts at 534, rushing yards at 2,399. Again, this is with Chicago last year. Rushing yards per game, 141.1. And wide receiver DJ Moore registered career highs in receptions with 96. Receiving yards with 1,364. Had 8 touchdowns. And tight end Cole Kmet set career best for receptions with 73. Receiving yards with 719. And gets to obviously work with Justin Fields in Chicago and Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. So an experienced dude the Raiders are getting, and we'll see what they plan to do at quarterback. Looks like Jimmy G's not going to be the answer. I don't think Aiden O'Connell is going to be the answer. So we'll see what they end up doing in Las Vegas as far as a quarterback goes. But it's kind of just like the situation here. You can have the right head coach in Antonio Pierce. You can have the right offensive coordinator in Luke Getsy, but you got to find that QB. And that's going to directly affect the success and how long AP and Luke Getsy are going to be there in Las Vegas. So we'll see what happens there. Also, I think I mentioned this yesterday, but just in case I didn't, the Falcons have a chance to play in Brazil opening weekend. The kickoff game obviously is going to be the Thursday between whoever wins between the 49ers and the Chiefs. The Super Bowl champion always kicks the season off on that Thursday. But there's also going to be another game on Friday in Brazil between the Philadelphia Eagles. They're going to be the home team. And guess what? The Falcons are one of the Eagles' opponents. And the Falcons are going to be the road opponent, and the Eagles are going to be the home team. So the Falcons have a potential to possibly be in Brazil on Friday, on the opening weekend of the NFL coming up in, September or whenever it's going to be, sometime early September. So maybe the Falcons will be out there in Brazil. We'll see. Maybe I'll make me a little trip over to Brazil. Who knows? I don't know. We'll see about that. But anywho, that is NFL news for you as well. All right. When we come back 5 minutes from now, the Atlanta Hawks take on the Boston Celtics tonight. Can they get back to their winning ways? I told you yesterday that this game really, to me, is going to be an indicator of, have they really turned the corner? Are they really turning things around? Or was that just a 4-game win streak come and gone? We'll talk about that next. And some NBA trade deadline news as well. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over to Home Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And to all my people listening in the bed right now, go ahead, get up. Don't be late to work or wherever you got to be this morning, doctor appointment, whatever. Go ahead and get up and get your hump day started off right. You dig? But the Atlanta Hawks are back in action tonight after a night off last night. They will take on the Boston Celtics in Boston. And look, I said it yesterday. Actually, may have been Monday. Either way it goes, what I said was, I think tonight will be a true indicator. Coming off the four-game win streak, getting snapped to the Los Angeles Clippers after a 149-144 loss to the Clips at home. Again, snapping the Hawks' four-game losing streak. I think tonight will be a real indicator on where the Hawks really are and if the Hawks have really turned a corner. So I will be very intrigued to see what their performance looks like tonight. And Trey may still have some of that all-star motivation juice in him, especially now that he's officially a all-star replacement. And by the way, I don't think I gave you all that news either. If you haven't heard, Trae Young officially is an all-star replacement. So it came down yesterday from NBA PR, NBA Communications, that Toronto's Scotty Barnes and Atlanta's Trae Young have been named by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver as injury replacements on the Eastern Conference team for the 2024 NBA All-Star Game. The two players will replace Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers and New York Knicks Julius Randle. Embiid obviously has the meniscus injury in his left knee. Julius Randle has a dislocated right shoulder. Both will not play in the NBA All-Star Game after being selected as a starter for Embiid, a reserve in Julius Randle. And the Eastern Conference head coach, Doc Rivers, of the Milwaukee Bucks, which is a crazy thing in by itself that he's going to be coaching the All-Star Game after coaching, what, five, six games for the Bucks. But he knows it. He said it. But he's going to pick a reserve from the East roster to replace Embiid in the starting lineup. So he'll get another big, I guess maybe whoever was the second leading vote getter at center in the East to replace Joel Embiid. So we'll see who that ends up being. But Trae Young will be in the All-Star Game. He will be playing. And we'll get to see our guy in the All-Star Game, as it should be. Now, he should have been in there, arguably as a starter. At least should have been a reserve, but he gets in there as an injury replacement. So hopefully he just goes. You know what? I would love to see, and usually I'm like, you know, you can just coast through the All-Star Game. But you know what? I would love to see Trae Young go out there and really just give everybody the business. Give everybody the work in the All-Star Game. And I know that's not going to happen because nobody plays defense anyway. But I would love to see. You remember what Steph Curry did last year where he just went, no, it wasn't last year. It was the year before because Trae was in it too. But I would love to see him do what Steph did when Steph dropped, what, 52, I think it was, in that All-Star game, hit like 10, 11 threes or however many it was. I would like to see him go bazonkers like that. I would love to see him go crazy like that. Maybe win All-Star MVP. That would be nice. That would stick it to him. Yeah, your MVP was an injury replacement, but he should have been in there in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So I would love to see Trae do that. But whether he does or not is obviously yet to be seen. So, again, look, as far as tonight goes for the Hawks, bigger fish to fry right now, obviously, before we get to the All-Star break. You find a way to beat Boston, then, look, I think you seriously make the argument that the Hawks have truly turned a corner. And now when it comes to the NBA trade deadline, and I don't know what the Hawks' plan was before the four-game winning streak and before them potentially have maybe turned this corner. I don't know what their plan was for the NBA trade deadline. But you find a way to beat Boston tonight, and you find a way to beat Philly without Philly, which honestly I think you probably should do anyway. But you got to find a way to go get some 3-and-D guys maybe. I don't know how you get it done. I don't know what you do, because I wouldn't want to necessarily trade Bogey. Obviously, you don't want to trade DeJounte if you're trying to figure out a way to improve this roster without subtracting too much. So I don't know how you do it. Maybe it's Sadiq Bey. Maybe you finally move on from DeAndre Hunter. I don't know what you do, but you got to find a way to get maybe some 3-and-D guys in here and get some more pieces that fit with Trae Young and the rest of this team. So we'll see what happens, but I am very interested to see what the Hawks do tonight, and again, to truly see if they have turned a corner or not. So we'll see. One quick piece of news that I do want to make sure I mention on the Hometown Take this morning before we hand things off to the morning shift. Fox, ESPN, and Warner Brothers teaming up to create a joint streaming platform. Fox, ESPN, and Warner Brothers Discovery, I guess, are teaming up to create a joint streaming platform to share sports assets, according to multiple reports, that is. And the service will be available to ESPN Plus, Hulu, and Max subscribers, and is expected to launch later this year. I already got Hulu, so, you know, I'm going to have it. But, you know, at what point does it become too much? At what point, because this is going to happen. They're going to come out with so many streaming platforms, so many ESPN Pluses, Disney Pluses, Fox Sports Pluses, HBO Max, whatever it's called, Paramount Plus. They're going to come out with so many plus streaming platforms that people are going to have so many to get exactly what they want. People are going to put their foot down and say, you know what? This is the same as what my cable bill was that I was trying to get away from originally. I'm just going to go back to cable. Bump it. We might be headed back in that direction. Cable's just sitting there and waiting. Y'all remember, if y'all seen Avengers Endgame, and I know a lot of y'all seen Avengers Endgame out there. Maybe some of y'all haven't. I know I'm a little bit younger. But y'all remember in Avengers Endgame, if you've seen it, where Thanos is sitting on the rock waiting for Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor to come back and fight him. He was like, you cannot deal with your failures. And where did that bring you? Right back to me. That's how the cable people are sitting there right now. It's like, you cannot deal with your multiple streaming bills and subscriptions. And where did that bring you? Right back to Xfinity. Right back to AT&T U-verse. Right back to DirecTV. That's going to probably end up being. We'll see, though. Maybe they'll get a hold on it. But anywho, when we come back, we'll hand things off to the morning shift. Rob Tribble, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. What do they have going on for a hump day edition of the morning shift? We'll find out next and wrap things up on the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams.
at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnight truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And to all my people listening in the bed right now, go ahead, get up. Don't be late to work or wherever you got to be this morning, doctor appointment, whatever. Go ahead and get up and get your hump day started off right. You dig? But the Atlanta Hawks are back in action tonight after a night off last night. They will take on the Boston Celtics in Boston. And look, I said it yesterday. Actually, may have been Monday. Either way it goes. What I said was, I think tonight will be a true indicator. Coming off the 4-game win streak, getting snapped to the Los Angeles Clippers after a 149-144 loss to the Clips at home. Again, snapping the Hawks 4-game losing streak. I think tonight will be a real indicator on where the Hawks really are and if the Hawks have really turned a corner. So I will be very intrigued to see what their performance looks like tonight. And Trey may still have some of that all-star motivation juice in him, especially now that he's officially a all-star replacement. And by the way, I don't think I gave you all that news either. If you haven't heard, Trae Young officially is an all-star replacement. So it came down yesterday from NBA PR, NBA Communications, that Toronto's Scottie Barnes and Atlanta's Trae Young have been named by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver as injury replacements on the Eastern Conference team for the 2024 NBA All-Star Game. The two players will replace Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers and New York Knicks Julius Randle. Embiid obviously has the meniscus injury in his left knee. Julius Randle has a dislocated right shoulder. Both will not play in the NBA All-Star game after being selected as a starter for Embiid, a reserve in Julius Randle. And the Eastern Conference head coach, Doc Rivers, of the Milwaukee Bucks, which is a crazy thing in by itself that he's going to be coaching the All-Star game after coaching, what, 5-6 games for the Bucks. But he knows it. He said it. But he's going to pick a reserve from the East roster to replace Embiid in the starting lineup. So he'll get another big, I guess maybe whoever was the second leading vote getter at center in the East to replace Joel Embiid. So we'll see who that ends up being. But Trae Young will be in the All-Star game. He will be playing. And we'll get to see our guy in the All-Star game, as it should be. Now, he should have been in there, arguably as a starter. At least should have been a reserve, but he gets in there as an injury replacement. So hopefully he just goes. You know what? I would love to see, and usually I'm like, you know, you can just coast through the All-Star game. But you know what? I would love to see Trae Young go out there and really just give everybody the business. Give everybody the work in the All-Star game. And I know that's not going to happen because nobody plays defense anyway. But I would love to see. You remember what Steph Curry did last year where he just went banana? No, it wasn't last year. It was the year before because Trae was in it too. But I would love to see him do what Steph did when Steph dropped, what, 52, I think it was, in that All-Star game, hit like 10, 11 threes or however many it was. I would like to see him go bazonkers like that. I would love to see him go crazy like that. Maybe win All-Star MVP. That would be nice. That would stick it to him. Yeah, your MVP was an injury replacement, but he should have been in there in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So I would love to see Trae do that. But whether he does or not is obviously yet to be seen. So, again, look, as far as tonight goes for the Hawks, bigger fish to fry right now, obviously, before we get to the All-Star break. You find a way to beat Boston, then, look, I think you seriously make the argument that the Hawks have truly turned a corner. And now when it comes to the NBA trade deadline, and I don't know what the Hawks' plan was before the four-game winning streak and before them potentially have maybe turned this corner. I don't know what their plan was for the NBA trade deadline. But you find a way to beat Boston tonight, and you find a way to beat Philly without Philly, which honestly I think you probably should do anyway. But you got to find a way to go get some 3-and-D guys maybe. I don't know how you get it done. I don't know what you do, because I wouldn't want to necessarily trade Bogey. Obviously, you don't want to trade DeJounte if you're trying to figure out a way to improve this roster without subtracting too much. So I don't know how you do it. Maybe it's Sadiq Bey. Maybe you finally move on from DeAndre Hunter. I don't know what you do, but you got to find a way to get maybe some 3-and-D guys in here and get some more pieces that fit with Trae Young and the rest of this team. So we'll see what happens, but I am very interested to see what the Hawks do tonight. And again, to truly see if they have turned a corner or not. So we'll see. One quick piece of news that I do want to make sure I mention on the Hometown Take this morning before we hand things off to the morning shift. Fox, ESPN, and Warner Brothers teaming up to create a joint streaming platform. Fox, ESPN, and Warner Brothers Discovery, I guess, are teaming up to create a joint streaming platform to share sports assets, according to multiple reports, that is. And the service will be available to ESPN Plus, Hulu, and Max subscribers, and is expected to launch later this year. I already got Hulu, so, you know, I'm going to have it. But, you know, at what point does it become too much? At what point, because this is going to happen. They're going to come out with so many streaming platforms, so many ESPN Pluses, Disney Pluses, Fox Sports Pluses, HBO Max, whatever it's called, Paramount Plus. They're going to come out with so many plus streaming platforms that people are going to have so many to get exactly what they want. People are going to put their foot down and say, you know what? This is the same as what my cable bill was that I was trying to get away from originally. I'm just going to go back to cable. Bump it. We might be headed back in that direction. Cable's just sitting there and waiting. Y'all remember, if y'all seen Avengers Endgame, and I know a lot of y'all seen Avengers Endgame out there. Maybe some of y'all haven't. I know I'm a little bit younger, but y'all remember in Avengers Endgame, if you've seen it, where Thanos is sitting on the rock waiting for Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor to come back and fight him. He was like, you cannot deal with your failures. And where did that bring you? Right back to me. That's how the cable people are sitting there right now. It's like, you cannot deal with your multiple streaming bills and subscriptions. And where did that bring you? Right back to Xfinity. Right back to AT&T UVerse. Right back to DirecTV. That's going to probably end up being. We'll see, though. Maybe they'll get a hold on it. But anywho, when we come back, we'll hand things off to the morning shift. Rob Tribble, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. What do they have going on for a hump day edition of the morning shift? We'll find out next and wrap things up on the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.